And the AFLW season had a big week last week, but what a weekend to answer all of that. Matt Clinch from Grandstand joins us with the Carlton midfielder, Jess Hosking. Good morning to both of you.
Jacinta, Sammy, good morning.
What a game you two were involved in. Matt, you were there commentating for Grandstand. The rain, she came down. Carlton versus Greater Western Sydney.
Yeah, it did. It was probably a different experience from our point of view, from a broadcasting point of view, with rain coming down sideways into the grandstand we were broadcasting from. So we had to pack up and move to the very back of the grandstand, and obviously concern all around getting electrocuted because a lot of our broadcast gear was live and TV went off air. But I'm interested from Jess's point of view, unusual circumstances from a player's point of view to have to go back into the change rooms at quarter time. And what was it like to sort of find out what was happening as you could hear the thunder and lightning?
Oh, look, I was running over when we were going back inside, and I actually looked over at you guys, so it was a little bit entertaining watching you guys pack
up
all
screaming?
Your stuff. Yeah, look,
bit
maybe
of screaming.
There was a couple of screams, but no, we ran in and there was a massive crack of thunder above us, and so we knew it was pretty close and we could hear all the fire sirens and stuff. So, yeah, it was a little bit scary, and everyone kind of had to move away from the poles and everything, but no, it was good.
Did it affect momentum?
It probably worked more positive for us. I think we were able to go in and regroup, and yeah, we were able to come out firing like we would at the start of a game. So yeah, it definitely worked positive for us.
It'd been an interesting week for AFLW, obviously, with all the memos coming out from headquarters as to how they'd like the game to be played. How hard was that to then obviously come out and play in such trying circumstances? And you also had the injury to Bree Davey in the last quarter, which is unfortunately confirmed an ACL. So terrible news for her and for Carlton as well.
Yeah, ultimately, I think we just want to win. So the AFL has thrown a few new rules to us. And as much as we will try and abide by what they want us to do, again, in the end, we just want to win. So you can't really stop the play too much by setting up too many different structures. So, yeah, we'll listen to what they say to us, and we'll try our best to do that.
But, Matt, the game across this weekend looked great. It looked better than anyone probably was expecting for the second round.
Well, I think my personal opinion was it was slight overreaction to round one, which wasn't as high scoring as what they'd marketed the game on based on the last touch rule and reduced players on the field. But rarely would you promote a game based upon how you think it's going to be played. So I think the sort of knee-jerk reaction was, I guess, shown on the weekend, where there were games that were higher scoring, and I think the skills overall was better displayed. Jess's game was tough in really rainy and greasy conditions, but Melbourne had a 32-point win over Adelaide. Frio played in front of 42,000 at the new Optus Stadium.
That was an incredible game, though. Just the atmosphere, you could feel that through the TV even.
Mm. And the Western Bulldogs played seesawing game against Brisbane yesterday. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, another injury as well with the number one draft pick, Isabel Huntingdale, suffering a knee injury. She'll miss the rest of the season as well. So the topics quickly change from, I guess, last week to this week and the injuries which have taken place over the weekend. But overall, I thought the standard was really good.
And did we see apparently the goal of the year already in that second round with Alicia Newman in that game?
I think so. So for those that haven't seen it, a couple of bounces from the wing and then a couple more bounces once she got inside the forward 50, a snap
and the run,
on
though.
The right boot.
How fast is she?
Oh, she's a very exciting player. I know I'm a little bit scared when we come up against her that she can use that pace, but no, she's a very, very good player.
There's sort of been similarities to Lance Franklin outrunning his opponent on a couple of times. Carl Hooker was one. He did it again last year, and it was similar to that, but the finish was the part that topped it all off. Snapping on the right boot, deep in the left forward pocket. Great finish.
And so for you, Jess, you've got this week to prepare for next week. What are you concentrating on in Carlton?
I think off the back of last week, I mean, we all had a pretty tough week with Coach in hospital. He's luckily out of hospital at the moment and at home recovering. So we're awaiting his return, and we're not 100% sure when that will be. But we've got Nick Rutley, who has stepped in at the moment, and he's doing an amazing job. So he's just kind of reiterating to us all that to stick to all our values and stick together. And obviously we've had another big blow with Bree Davey going down. And I have no doubt that Bree's going to have just as much impact off the field as she did on the field. Bree's going to take a role off field, and she'll definitely help all the girls.
She'll still be there.
Yeah.
Jess Hosking, AFLW Carlton player, and Matt Clinch for Grandstand. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jacinta. Thanks, Sammy.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.